Out in these parts, some folks call it radio. We call it the last campfire of the American spirit. Stoke the fire of freedom with
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pruff.
3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So today, yet again, another top Biden advisor has refused to testify before Congress. This is Annie Tomasini,
yeah.
One of the most senior and most powerful advisors, or was, in Joe Biden's inner circle.
She was the deputy chief of staff.
I mean, she hid behind the Fifth Amendment. She didn't answer a single question before Congress. Nothing. Total stonewall. I mean, she was called to testify on the most pressing, the most obvious questions with regards to who was actually running the Biden White House.
Well,
about Joe Biden, because of Joe Biden's mental decline.
Right.
I mean, his failing health. I mean, he's completely out in the open cover-up of the fact that the president of the United States
was not mentally capable of doing the job of being president of the United States. And people around him had to know. They had to know, which means that they were covering it up. So I do think at this point we've got three people now who have taken the fifth. So you've got Tomasini, who was the deputy chief of staff for Joe Biden. You've got the chief of staff for Jill Biden. You've got President Biden's doctor. All three of them have taken the fifth. So not only do I think it's reasonable to say there was a conspiracy to cover up Joe Biden's mental capabilities, but I now think it's reasonable to assume there's a conspiracy going on right now to thwart the Congress oversight to look into the cover-up of Joe Biden's mental decline. So not only is there a cover-up, I think there is now also an active conspiracy to cover up the cover-up.
Yeah,
I think
that's, absolutely.
I think that's reasonable to assume at this point.
Because when senior White House staffers are pleading the fifth,
yes,
refusing to talk about the health of the commander in chief,
they're refusing to answer a single question, and it's three in a row now.
I mean, that's not privacy. That's not respect. That's not politics as usual.
Okay, so
that's a cover up.
All right.
That's corruption.
That's right. And so, you know, maybe you could say, okay, the doctor would be violating HIPAA laws if he testified about what he saw. That's one. But how is the deputy chief of staff, what would the deputy chief of staff be doing to protect herself if it wasn't that she knew he was compromised and not only did nothing about it, but capitalized on it to gain more power for herself? Why else would she be taking the fifth to say that I wouldn't want to incriminate myself? What else about could you possibly be incriminating yourself about if not covering up his mental decline?
Well, look, and if you haven't been following along at home, this is all the work of primarily Chairman James Comer,
right?
Congressman James Comer, who's doing the work that of the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, not to be confused with James Comey, the former head of the FBI. This is James Comer, Republican congressman.
And he is he's chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He's identified five senior Biden aides,
right,
who are directly implicated in covering up the health and mental collapse of Joe Biden.
And I think at this point they're going to subpoena Jill Biden, and they're going to force her to take the fifth, too.
But see, we've had bad presidents before. We've had weak presidents before.
Jimmy Carter.
We've had presidents who were too old. We've had presidents that have had health issues.
Woodrow Wilson had health issues.
But see, here's the thing. I don't know that there's ever been one time in American history of this great nation that we have had a scenario where unknown, unelected, unaccountable staffers are running the executive branch while the president's mind is completely gone.
I think there's only one other time in American history happened.
You're talking about Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. So after World War One was coming to an end, he had a massive stroke. And for the last year and a half of his presidency,
okay, but you know
his, what? His wife, his new wife at the time, basically became president. And no one outside of the White House really knew. The press didn't report on it.
And I think that's important. But if you look at the historical context of the day,
yeah.
Whenever a politician, mm-hmm. Generally was a male politician,
right,
became ill or passed away,
mm-hmm.
it was his spouse, his right. wife, that actually continued the seat or continued the term. So I guess historically,
about the same time that Woodrow Wilson had his stroke, this would have been the early. That was about what 20? I'm sorry, about 1919.
Right. Right.
So I believe it was 1913 in Texas. The governor of Texas, Pa Ferguson, died in office, and his wife, Ma Ferguson, then became governor of Texas. And so that's part of what you're talking about is historically there was this thing of. The spouse would often be appointed to the seat to fulfill the seat of the husband. But in Woodrow Wilson's case, she wasn't appointed. She just assumed that command without telling anybody outside of the administration.
I think Jill Biden's
done the same thing. I think Jill Biden part of running the White House.
I think it was, she certainly was, to the extent that she was a proxy
yes.
for Joe Biden when yes. he was, you know,
I think she made decisions that Joe knew nothing about.
But the auto pen.
Yeah.
I mean,
his staffers were likely, it looks like, his staffers were abusing power to get things signed with the auto
right.
pen.
So I don't think I don't think Dr. Jill Biden
right.
was in control of the auto pen.
I don't think so either.
That's where I'm
based
saying
off of testimony.
This is perhaps the first time in American history where you've had all of these really not necessarily conflicting parties,
right.
but you've had all of these disparate groups within the White House that all took a piece of the executive branch's power.
But
that is a perversion of the constitutional power that is granted the executive branch.
No doubt. And the reason why I think that happened in this case was Joe Biden was compromised when he became president. He was not fully in charge of his mental faculties in 2020 or in 2021. And so as the administration's even getting set up, there was a power vacuum. Contrast that to how Donald Trump came in earlier this year, in 2025. Donald Trump comes in and everybody knows who's in charge and everybody's lining up with what Donald Trump's wanting to do. He's got a plan. He's got a vision. This person's going to do that. You do this. You do that. You do this. And everybody says, yes, sir. Joe Biden did not have the mental faculties to do that on January 21st, 2021. And so there was a power vacuum, and I believe people just stepped in and started filling that from day one. And so by the time we get to the summer of 2024 and the debate happens and everybody goes, oh my gosh, Joe Biden's mentally compromised, all of the usurpation of power had already been going on for all 4 years of his presidency. That's my operating theory.
But the entire auto pen scandal has to be investigated down to the last forged signature. Every backroom decision made while Joe Biden was essentially incapacitated
yes.
must be revealed to the public. All of those pardons where he said, well, I didn't necessarily look at them individually.
Yeah.
I just approved them, I guess, according to a set of criteria.
Yeah, that's not how pardons are supposed to work, Joe.
He's just, you know what? He knows the truth is going to come out.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to get out ahead of it to
say,
you know what? I didn't realize exactly what was going on.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, for the third time, as we were just discussing, a top executive in the Biden administration has taken the fifth when asked what they knew about the president's mental decline while in office. This time it was Annie Tomasini, a top aide for the president. Tomasini was deputy chief of staff to the president while he was in office and would have been in a position to notice the obvious mental decline as it was occurring. President Biden's physician and Jill Biden's chief of staff have also taken the Fifth Amendment protection to avoid giving testimony that might incriminate themselves as part of the House of Representatives' investigation into whether President President Biden was actually the person running the country or not during his time in office.
Yeah. I mean, and look, I mean, if this happened during Biden's administration,
yeah,
what's to say it won't happen
at some point in the future? Second thing you need to know before all, a former Voice of America employee has been arrested and charged with threatening to kill Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. 64-year-old Seth Jason has worked at the VOA for decades. Investigators say that 8 different times between October 2023 and January this year, Jason used phones at VOA to make threatening calls to MTG. He left voicemails saying, "We've got our AK-47s, you're going to get one between the eyes, bam, bam, bam," and other messages. Jason had also worked as a volunteer for the Arundel County Police Department since 2016. President Trump shut down Voice of America earlier this year, saying it had become the voice of the radical left.
And it had been.
Yeah.
I mean, along with PBS,
right?
NPR.
Right. It wasn't serving the interests of the American people. It was trying to serve the interests of the Democrat Party. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the state of California is suing the Trump administration for canceling $4 billion in spending for California's high-speed train to nowhere. The project is years overdue. Costs have increased 400% over what was sold to voters in 2028. Because of the cost overruns and the mismanagement of the project, the Federal Railroad Administration revoked $4 billion in spending on the project, noting that California faced a $7 billion funding gap that it couldn't solve between now and 2033. California Governor Gavin Newsom released a statement saying this is just a heartless attack on the Central Valley that will put real jobs and livelihoods on the line. He also claimed the train project was the only high-speed railroad construction in the country, which is not true. Yeah, so they're going to fight that in court. Got the California train going to fight in court. By the way, there's another high-speed train. It's over in Florida. It's working just fine.
Yeah, they're making money there.
Yeah, we'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
This is the sound of pain. Until they tried CBD Pure. This is the sound of no pain after CBD Pure. Your satisfaction is guaranteed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Order CBD Pure and get 15% off when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and start enjoying life today.
Caleb, what are the advantages of using a suppressor?
Well, besides just the basic advantage of hearing protection, it increases the accuracy of your round, as well as reducing recoil by up to 50% depending on what cartridge you're using. As long as you go with a higher caliber suppressor, let's say a 45 caliber, you can shoot 45-70, 44 mag, 308, and all the way down.
Do you have suppressors in stock, and how do people get a hold of you?
Plenty to get and plenty more coming. They can visit us at therusticrenegade.com, or they can give us a call at 337-357-11.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcasts. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts. As American Ground Radio continues to expand in the new markets, our audience continues to grow, and our sponsors have seen results. Conservatives support conservatives, and our sponsors have seen an increase in sales, a bigger presence in their market, and compelling commercials that have boosted their reach. If you want more details about advertising your business on American Ground Radio, send an email to jeremy@americangroundradio.com. That's jeremy@americangroundradio.com.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy. On air, or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt responds to that ridiculous bill by Republican Congresswoman Salazar.
Yeah.
Which is basically an amnesty bill.
It's an amnesty bill. She says it's not an amnesty bill, which is kind of how you know it's an amnesty bill. But it's also, you know, it's an amnesty bill because she says illegal aliens who are here for a certain amount of time don't have to go home. They can stay here. They can get jobs and they get a pathway to citizenship. That is the definition of an amnesty bill.
But President Trump said he will not support amnesty, period, full stop, end of story. I mean, and I know there's a lot of, you know, those on the left. Oh, he won't show compassion. Oh, Trump won't moderate. Let me tell you something. Now, that's not leadership. That's surrender. And what this Congresswoman Salazar is pushing is surrender. What Trump is standing for is America first.
Yeah, the question is, who are you representing? Are you representing people who came to this country illegally, violate our laws to get here, have continued to violate our laws by staying here, and are violating our laws by refusing to leave? Are you representing those people, or are you representing American citizens, both born here and naturalized citizens, who have a right to live in this country and to pursue the American dream in this country without having that opportunity taken away by people who have violated the laws to get here? Which people are you representing?
Well, President Trump has already talked about this work program for illegal immigrants. I mean, he has moderated, and no, he hasn't put out every single detail on this work program because that's not how Trump operates. He's a negotiator.
Yes.
And you can bet your bottom dollar that whatever work program that Trump ends up discussing, it won't be some open borders rubber stamp operation.
Right.
It will be about merit. It will be about contributions to the economy. It will be about what's best for the American people.
You've got to put America first, even with our immigration policy. And look, part of that America first idea is, yes, America should be welcoming immigrants. That's been our history. Your father came here as an immigrant. Immigrants are vital to the American future.
Yeah, absolutely. They are what made this country great.
But there's a way to do it and a way not to do it. And we've got to do the right thing in the right way for the right reasons. We want people coming to the United States of America who can contribute to the United States of America.
Absolutely. And look, Trump knows the game. He built the wall. He secured the border. He knows when to say no to amnesty. And when he says it, he means it.
Yeah.
This is America first or nothing. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And all these weak-kneed establishment Republicans, it's time for you to figure that out.
Again, who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the American people who elected you? Or are you going to serve people who violated the laws you passed? That's your choice. We have got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, has America's tolerance for other cultures been abused?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. I cannot think of another country in the world that would put up with people breaking the law to come into the country and then breaking the law in riots while waving flags of the countries that they don't want to go back to. That seems to be maybe an excess of tolerance. Am I being too judgmental with that?
No, I feel like our tolerance has been completely abused, and I do feel we are all weary from it.
Yeah, fatigue.
Our tolerance for their ways, we have been just an open doors, open policy, but I feel like they now want us to bend the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Terry about this yesterday. I was watching Homeland. And now this is from like 2010, this show.
Okay. It's gotten popular.
Yeah, if for some reason, she said it's gotten popular. So I've started watching Homeland, and I was like on the third episode, and spoiler alert, a bunch of people die. And so one of the main characters comes in. He's hired somebody to come and look at the books to find out who the killers are. The girl he hires is a girl that's Muslim wearing a hijab.
Mm-hmm.
So she walks into the CIA and everybody's looking at her really weird. And you can tell she's uncomfortable. She goes up to an office. He comes in to talk to her. And all these people died from a terrorist attack. So this had just happened like a week before. So he says to her, have you gotten the job done? She says, no, I can't find anything. And then he says, forgive me, I have to say it. And he says, you walk in here wearing that thing on your head and everyone looks at you like that's a big F you to the people that would have been sitting here beside you had they not died. You better be the best analyst we've ever hired. Like, you better. And I told her, it was like an aha moment for me, because that is how I see it. I see it as a big F you. The people in the burkas, the people in New York, they're telling us what they think about us, to be dressed the way that they are. If I went to Iran, Afghanistan, and I decided not to wear anything on my head, that would be my F you to them.
And you'd, you'd be
killed. What would they do to me?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Several years ago, we went to France. We took a family trip to France. And one of the things that I consciously did before I went there was I consciously bought a hat that did not have the logo of a sports team on it, because I didn't want to look quite as American overseas, because I wanted to be visiting their culture. I didn't want to be imposing. Here I'm wearing a New York Yankees hat or whatever.
Very American of you.
Right. So that, you know, that American logo would, because in other countries, you know, it's nothing for Americans to wear a baseball hat with somebody's logo on it.
Right.
But as I went over to Europe, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'll wear something that's actually a little bit more neutral, because I don't want to stand out like that. I don't want to. I don't want to insult their culture. I was also making sure I knew how to speak the language before I went over. And I spoke that language as exclusively as I could. I mean, I wasn't fluent, but you know, it was all right.
Well, you know, let me tell you, we are raised to be tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
In our family, anyway. Mm-hmm. We were raised.
Well, that's part of the United States.
When people come in legally.
Right.
And there's, honestly, they come to America because they want to live in this the greatest country in the world.
Right. There's opportunity
and
here.
And they do have their own culture that they're bringing with it, but they're supposed to assimilate.
Yes.
They're supposed to learn the language. They're supposed to assimilate to our way.
Lewis's dad's a great example.
Yes, yes.
Not that Italy wasn't important to him, but he became an American.
And yeah, they're still proud of their Italian heritage.
Sure.
But they assimilated. They bought in everything. They're patriotic, as we all know.
Right.
So it's like, I appreciate someone's culture and their difference, but when you start waving your flag in our country, saying it's better than us, and you're not going to change, you're not going to try to learn our language, you're not going to try to assimilate. I've heard and I've read different things that say that a lot of the Islamists that have come over illegally, they are almost brazen with their attacks. They want, and you see what's happened to London.
You see it in Europe. You see it. It's been in Rome. It's been in Paris. It's been in London. It's been in Stockholm.
And imagine if you went to their country waving your American flag, saying, or burning their flag in their own country.
Yeah, try going to Mexico, burn a Mexican flag, and wave an American flag.
So the key is, come in legally. We love you. We want you, but assimilate.
Well, our extreme tolerance. I think it's extreme tolerance. It's not even just being really nice. It's extreme. That it has turned into an open invitation for them to do away with our traditions, our religion, our ways, and wanting us to do theirs. So that is when we say, no, 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 no. We will not be the EU. We will not do this. Yes. We will stop this right now. You're welcome for coming into our country. Now you live as Americans.
And if you can't,
see ya.
Yeah, go. Go. If you hate America so badly, go. We don't want you here if you hate America.
You guys are speaking to Ilhan Omar. Is that
God,
your
name? Yes, God.
You need to go.
If you'd like to ask our American mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be back. Stick around.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets, and blanket pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear. when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Four out of five farmers say, I trust my tractor, my Bible, and American Ground Radio. All three will steer you straight. That fifth farmer, he ran a solar farm, I think.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, when the Democrats needed their go-to interview, they didn't go to 60 Minutes. They didn't go to Meet the Press. They went to Stephen Colbert.
Oh, yeah.
On The Late Show.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Adam Schiff. They all paraded onto that stage to get softballs and to get applause and to get
jokes,
pre-packaged talking points disguised as jokes,
right?
Disguised as comedy, but it wasn't funny. It was propaganda. It was the DNC headquarters dressed up with a studio audience.
Okay.
And that's why The Late Show, I believe, has been canceled. It's because it wasn't funny. It wasn't entertaining. This was propaganda.
Well,
and like everything the left touches, they destroy.
The Late Show was, with Colbert was still the number one rated late show on other than Greg Gutfeld. So he was still beating Kimmel. He was still beating Fallon. The problem is that it just wasn't making enough money to justify its cost. Even though it was the number one in its time slot, running that show was, I think, too expensive. And while it was the number one,
it was too expensive.
Sure.
I don't think folks were watching, even though it was number one.
4 million folks are watching.
4 million?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Between 2 and 4 million folks are watching. He was the number one, okay?
I don't believe
that. But
he
wasn't watching, it wasn't near as many as were watching Letterman, right? And it wasn't near as many as were watching Carson. So the whole market has become diluted, and Gutfeld is now beating them over on Fox. And part of that's because you had three leftist night show hosts, really two and a half. Fallon's not that far left. The people, the staff is, but I don't think Fallon is. Kimmel certainly is. Steve Colbert certainly is. They were diluting their audience amongst the three of them, whereas Gutfeld is basically the only conservative nighttime host, so he's getting all of that audience.
But all, whether it's Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel or whomever, fill in the blank.
Right.
I mean, the left, they replace humor with hatred.
Yes.
And then they stand there confused when it all burns to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I think Colbert killed The Late Show. I think he killed it, and his handlers killed it.
Well, and CBS is having to pay, what, $60 million to Trump? Remember that? So,
I wonder if there's any connection there. It's part of a deal, maybe?
I don't know if it's part of the deal, but this may explain why they've got some financial pressures that they didn't have a year ago. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
So the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, released a thread on Twitter today, and she started laying out all of the evidence of corruption in the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign related to the Russia collusion hoax. And she's calling for key people to be prosecuted. Now, one thing it's important to keep in mind. When the Russia collusion hoax was going on, Tulsi Gabbard was a congresswoman from the state of Hawaii for the Democrat Party. Okay? She's now the head of the DNI. She was a Democrat at the time of Russia collusion. She was a Democrat. And now she's saying, this is what the evidence says. She says, Americans will finally learn the truth about how in 2016, intelligence was politicized and weaponized by the most powerful people in the Obama administration to lay the groundwork for what was essentially a years-long coup against President at Real Donald Trump, subverting the will of the American people and undermining our democratic republic. Again, former Democrat is saying this was a coup, not just a hoax, but a coup. She then goes through and starts laying out some of that information. She says, for months preceding the 2016 election, the intelligence community shared a consensus view. Russia lacked the intent and capability to hack U.S. elections. But weeks after President Trump's historic 2016 victory defeating Hillary Clinton, everything changed. So she's saying the left was alleging with the Russia hoax that Russia's trying to interfere with the election, that they're hacking it. Before the election, the Obama administration knew Russia didn't even have that capability, much less that desire. They knew that before they started telling the American people that. That's kind of crazy. She says, on December 8th, 2016, intelligence community officials prepared an assessment for the president's daily briefing, finding that Russia, quote, did not impact recent U.S. election results. Did not. By conducting cyber attacks on infrastructure. Before it could reach the president, it was abruptly pulled based on new guidance. This key intelligence assessment was never published. They hid it.
But you know who was hiding it. You know who the ringleader was.
Clapper, Brennan, and Comey.
What about Obama?
Well, yeah, certainly Obama's behind all this too.
I mean, he's the one that convened all of them.
He is the one who told Brennan and Clapper to put together this assessment in the first place.
I mean, it was Clapper, it's Brennan,
yeah.
Susan Rice,
yeah.
John Kerry.
Yeah, Susan Rice.
Loretta Lynch.
Yeah.
Andrew McCabe.
All these people. She wrote, Tulsi Gabbard wrote, the next day, top national security officials, including FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, DNI James Clapper, gathered at the White House to discuss Russia. Obama directed the intelligence community to create a new intelligence assessment that detailed Russian election meddling, even though it would contradict multiple intelligence assessments released over the previous 7 months.
So he wanted a new intelligence community assessment.
Yes.
That was not based on facts.
Right.
Not based on prior intelligence.
Right.
But based on Barack Obama's demand.
And remember earlier this week, we were reporting, was this week or last week, we were reporting how that intelligence assessment that was put together involved the heads of these offices. It involved Brennan, Clapper, and Comey more than almost any other intelligence assessment ever did, which corrupted the process of creating these intelligence assessments.
So let me get this straight, though.
Yeah.
Here you had Obama, who was the outgoing president.
Yes.
Working behind closed doors with political hacks.
Yes.
To overturn.
Worse, not political hacks. International spies.
To overturn the will of the American people. If that's not an attempted coup,
yes.
I don't know what is.
Okay, let's go back to Ukraine. Part of why the Russians invaded Ukraine is because Putin has been saying for years the United States of America has been meddling in Ukrainian elections and creating color revolutions in Ukraine to put in people that are hostile to Russia in power. The people who would have done it were sitting in that office, Comey and Clapper. They would have been the people doing the color revolutions in Ukraine that led Putin to invade Ukraine. Those guys were also essentially doing a color revolution in the United States against Donald Trump.
Okay, so what happens next? Because Tulsi Gabbard has shown us the receipts. The American people now know what was done in their name with their tax dollars.
She wrote, "These documents detail a treasonous conspiracy by officials at the highest levels of the Obama White House to subvert the will of the American people and try to usurp the president from fulfilling his mandate." Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat during the Obama administration, used the word treasonous to refer to Brennan, Clapper, and Comey.
No, she's not saying it, but Barack Obama is in that list.
Barack Obama was also involved, absolutely. Treason is another level. That's not just conspiracy. She says treasonous. There's capital punishment associated with treason in our laws.
When was the last time that a president was found to be treasonous?
Never. We've never had a president that was even accused of being treasonous. The closest you get is John Tyler, who after the Civil War began, was a representative in the Confederacy.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country, and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah.
Giggity, 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 ooh.
My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the number one cause of death and major injury for women in this country.
Yes.
What do you think it is?
Number one cause of death and major injury in this.
For women.
I would say car wrecks.
It's not car accidents.
Okay.
It's not cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not workplace accidents.
Mm-hmm.
It's domestic violence.
Oh, yeah.
Women are beaten, assaulted. They're killed by the very persons or person who's supposed to love them,
yeah,
protect them, their intimate partners,
yeah,
boyfriends, husbands, lovers. And what does Mr. Mandami, who's running for New York City mayor, what does he think about how to address the crisis in our country of domestic violence?
I have no idea. I haven't heard his position on this.
No law enforcement.
Wait, what?
No emergency response.
What's he want to happen?
Do not send police on domestic
violence
cases.
Oh, so he's in favor of the Second Amendment? He wants these women to arm themselves?
No, absolutely not. He wants to send someone out with a clipboard to talk to the abuser about their feelings while the victim bleeds out in the kitchen. I mean, this isn't compassion.
That's awful.
This is insanity.
Yeah. But see, this is what the left does. They think, oh, police are the bad guys. They think police shouldn't be, you know, interfering. You know,
you need to reimagine the police.
No, we need to reapply the police. That's what needs to happen. And by the way, in communities that have done that, and communities that have said, you know what, we're actually going to increase our policing, they've seen crime go down. Do you know how many people were shot on the 4th of July in Illinois?
No, this is disgusting. It's backwards. And it's proof that this Mamdani,
yes,
running for New York City mayor, and his communist pals, they do not care about women. They care about ideology. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, they care about their own narrative. I mean, they are perfectly willing to, which is to defund the police,
yes,
but they are perfectly willing to sacrifice women's lives to prove how woke they are.
Yeah, they want to do this experiment, this social experiment, but
no law and order? That's an experiment? How do you think that's going to end up?
Well, I know how that's going to end up, but sometimes you can actually predict what the end of the experiment is. But they want to try this experiment, and they really aren't aware of how many people are going to die as a result, or at least they don't care. They want to do the experiment more than they want to protect people.
Women deserve better. America deserves better.
And that is not fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah! Hey, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, that's just us making it all up.
All right, first one. Donald Trump wrote a birthday card to Michael Epstein in 2003 and included a handmade drawing of a naked woman in the birthday card. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Fake news.
Yeah, that's the Wall Street Journal that's published
crazy.
That.
Absolutely.
They're going to get their butts sued. Hunter Biden's laptop was just pure distraction. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Fake news.
Yeah, that was NPR. Not wanting to eat bugs makes you a racist right-wing conspiracy theorist. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's fake news.
Yeah, that was NPR. Racism is a marketing tool for country music. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Fake news.
That was NPR. There is no evidence that biological men have a competitive advantage over biological women. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Fake news.
That was NPR. America's interstate highway system is racist.
Fake news.
That was NPR. You starting to wonder why Congress pulled the funding from NPR?
Not at all.
They were fake news factory. FEMA didn't answer calls for help from thousands of Texas flood victims. Real news, fake news, or real fake news?
Fake news.
Yeah, the New York Times published that. Health and Human Services provided the records that show the report was completely false. President Biden said this week that he absolutely would have approved all of those pardons if he had known about them. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Okay. Now, part of that is real news.
Okay.
I mean, because... But it's really fake news.
Yeah, it's the Babylon Bee. President Trump was signed to play for Chelsea FC's professional soccer team. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's fake news.
Yeah, it was really fake news. It was really fake. I just made that up. But he stood on the podium with them and danced in the Meadowlands as they won the team. Capitalism is the main reason for the war in Gaza. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's fake news.
That was the United Nations publishing that. A Muslim man in Canada hijacked a plane to fight climate change and prevent the Earth from turning into Venus. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was crazy. Muslims in the UK are demanding that the voting age be lowered to 13 so that their wives can vote. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Democrat New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani says he's able to take time off from work to run for mayor because he knew that if he ran out of savings, his parents would be able to support him financially. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. Talk about white privilege, huh? A Louisiana man has been sentenced to 30 months in prison for digging up arrowheads. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
Yeah, happened in Kisatchee National Forest. He didn't have a permission for an archaeological dig. Gavin Newsom made fun of J.D. Vance for taking his family to Disneyland. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. The bear on the California state flag moved to Texas. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Wouldn't surprise me, but that's really fake
news.
That's
really fake news. And our last one here, no one knows precisely why migrant traffic along the U.S.-Mexico border has fallen so much. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's fake news.
That is absolutely fake news. That was Axios. They did a whole article on how nobody knows how the migrant traffic along the U.S. border has fallen. And then they interview somebody who goes, because Donald Trump started enforcing the law. And I'm like, there's your answer. Somebody knew.
Yeah, we're turning folks away.
Yeah.
I mean, we're turning them around.
Yeah, or we're throwing them in jail.
We're bussing them out. We're flying them out.
Yeah, nobody can figure it out. It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. I mean, why all of a sudden?
Yeah. Hey, let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us how many points you got right in this week's Fake News Friday. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Caleb, as responsible gun owners, there's a lot we have to know. And you're a resource. How can you help people?
David, we love helping our customers. One, because it helps us to voice our expertise and grow our knowledge as well. There's so much information out there, and the laws and rules change so often. People come to our shop just to ask these kinds of questions. So I invite the community, anyone across the entire state, come on down, sit down, enjoy a cup of coffee with us, and ask the questions that you want answered. Visit us online at therusticrenegade.com.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
You love your country, right? Check. You love American Ground Radio? Check. Then you'll love AmericanGroundRadio.com. You can shop at our store featuring the book Bright Spots Big Country. Or if you're thirsty for freedom, get the Trumpler Presidential Tumbler. And you can listen to special segments of America on Par with Stephen Parr or the AGR Daily Podcast. Or find special offers in MyPillow and CBD Pure products. Find it all at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, you remember President Trump stood up at all those rallies and said, you know, you're going to get tired of winning.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Republicans, to Americans who love this country.
Yeah.
To patriots who just wanted a fair shot again after being kicked around by the establishment.
Yeah, but he was joking. It was a joke.
No, but I know that.
Okay.
But, you know, the Democrats didn't get any such warning. Except for Democrats, it's not about winning.
It's about losing.
It's about historic levels of losing. When did the Democratic Party leadership say, you know what? You're going to get tired of losing. You're going to get so tired of losing. You're like, please, please just make it stop.
Yeah, no,
because,
they never said
look,
that.
These clowns were sitting at 20% approval.
Uh-huh.
What, last month?
Okay, the Democrat Party and or just Democrats in the in
Democrat
Congress?
Party, Democrat members of Congress, all the same.
Well, they're different evaluations. But
the
okay.
question is,
all right.
You know, we were asking ourselves, you know, could they sink any lower?
And how
of course
low
they could.
Can you go?
Well, now they're at 19%.
Still
I
dropping.
Mean, they're just getting started. They are digging their own political grave with every with every day.
With every riot,
every time they align with illegal immigrants, every time they align, every time they put Americans second, which is basically with every breath that they take.
It's most of their policies, You would think, though, at some point, when your ratings just keep falling and keep falling, you would think at some point
you just
somebody...
take a deep breath and say,
whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Heavy metal superstar Ozzy Osbourne's been rocking audiences since the 1960s. Well, earlier this month, he played his last concert. Osbourne reunited with his old band Black Sabbath for a concert in Birmingham, England. In addition, rock greats like Anthrax, Alice in Chains, Pantera, Tool, Slayer, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, members of Aerosmith, Judas Priest, Blink-182, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Soundgarden, and others showed up. Unfortunately, Ozzy wasn't able to stand and spent the concert singing from a throne on stage. You see, Ozzy is suffering from Parkinson's, and that's part why he wanted to do this one last concert. It raised $190 million for charity.
Oh, my.
Most of which went to Parkinson's research and children's hospitals.
Oh, my goodness.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.